Our Liturgical Legacy is a series examining the form of worship that we use. This month's article is entitled Worship in the Apostolic Era. The first mention of Christian worship in the book of Acts occurs immediately following the account of Pentecost. The company of believers in Jerusalem, their numbers having increased dramatically, gathered regularly for worship. At their meetings, in the temple courts and in homes, they worshiped the ascended Lord, received instruction from his chosen apostles, and took Holy Communion. We see this in Acts 2, verses 42 to 47. When the Christian faith spread to the Gentile world, the new congregations in Asia Minor and Greece likewise met together regularly. It appears that Sunday, the day of Christ's resurrection and of the coming of the Holy Spirit, quickly became the day for Christians to gather. Consider Acts 20, verse 7. We have no order of service from any of those early Christian gatherings, yet we know something of them from Paul's epistles. In 1 Corinthians 10 and 11, we learn that they observed Holy Communion together. They sang psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, as we see in Ephesians 5 and Colossians 3. Some passages from the epistles appear to be quotations from those early Christian hymns. For example, 1 Timothy 3:16, 2 Timothy 2, 11-13. Why was it that Christians from the beginning considered it not only important but also necessary to gather regularly for worship? It was because they believed that in Jesus they had a risen, living, and reigning Savior. They remembered Jesus' promises to be present whenever and wherever any of his disciples were gathered together in his name, even when it was only two or three of them, as we see Matthew 18, verse 20. What greater incentive could they have to gather regularly to worship him than the assurance that whenever they did this, their beloved Jesus would be present among them? Jesus had also shown his disciples that his promised presence at Christian worship was real. Therefore, after he gave his life as an offering for sin and rose from the dead to show his victory over sin and death, Jesus gave his disciples abundant evidence of his ongoing presence with them by appearing to them during a period of 40 days. When they were huddled in fear in a locked room, Jesus was there with them to calm and strengthen them. As two of them walked to Emmaus in gloom and despair, Jesus walked with them, restoring their faith in him by explaining the Old Testament prophecies to them. When some of them were returning from an unproductive night of fishing, there was Jesus on the shore, filling their nets with fish and inviting them to eat with him. With these visible appearances, Jesus demonstrated the reality of his ongoing, constant presence with his disciples, even when they no longer saw him. They could gather in his name and be certain that he was truly present with them, to receive their praise and to hear and answer their prayers. The disciples realized the importance of gathering for worship, also because they remembered his command when he instituted the Lord's Supper, "Do this in remembrance of me." To carry out his command and receive the promised blessing of the Holy Supper, the disciples needed to gather in his name, just as they gathered around him on the night in which he was betrayed. Jesus' promise of his continual presence with his disciples when they are gathered in his name is the foundation of Christian worship for every age. It is the reason that Christian worship has continued and flourished for nearly 2,000 years. It is the reason that Christians throughout the ages have given of themselves to devise beautiful and meaningful ways to worship the living Savior to whom we owe our life and our salvation. This article was written by John Klott, retired pastor now living in Watertown, South Dakota.